Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 904 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Borja, but before we get to his question, I want to address a few questions that have come in about my upcoming course, Power Up Podcasting. You know, this is a course that I put together and beta tested in front of a live audience, and I had 160 people at this live event take this course, and I've heard nothing but amazing feedback. And the best feedback is a lot of these people now have their show up on iTunes. And so I'm really excited to be launching this course publicly for the first time on July 17th. And you can sign up right now for poweruppodcasting.com for the waitlist. So go there, check it out. It's going to help streamline the process of starting your podcast, this thing that is just often just a technical drudgery for most people, and also just how to launch the thing, what to talk about, how to get guests on your show, everything from email templates you send out to how to automate the process to how to market this thing and launch it, not in front of just your mom, but everybody who you can get in front of. It's all there for you. Go ahead and check it out, poweruppodcasting.com. Make sure you sign up for the waitlist today. If you've been wanting to start that podcast and you just know it's something you're supposed to do, I'm going to help you do it, poweruppodcasting.com. All right, thanks so much. And here is today's question from Borja.
Hi, Pat. This is Borja Giron from borjagiron.com, a digital marketing blog for Spanish people. Okay, here's my question. Now that you got success with your business, I'd like to know if you could live getting the same money, would you prefer to keep working with many people around you, with everything that you have in your business, or would you prefer to be an onlypreneur? Thank you so much for your podcast. See you.
Hey, Borja, thank you so much for this really interesting question. So to rephrase, if I could make the same amount of money, would I rather continue working with a team or would I rather be a solopreneur or an onlypreneur, somebody working just with myself? Now, I had been an onlypreneur, as you called it, for the first 6 years, and I really enjoyed that process. I really liked learning on my own. I liked figuring things out. But man, once I started working with a team, I started to realize just how impactful the team was in helping not only just to do things that I didn't want to do or even do things I wanted to do but just shouldn't do, but really how much time it opened up for me. So really working with a team, it's been amazing, and I would much rather continue working with a team. Plus, here's the thing. My team has come up with a lot of ideas that I would have never thought of before. And I always feel like when you have a team who is almost clones you in terms of the value that you have and the serving that you want to do with your audience, which is why I feel very lucky to have the team that I have. Just big shout out to the entire team, actually, for being on board with me and why I do what I do and being on the same mission with me. I mean, they all have the same mission. It's because of that, they often speak up and offer suggestions for what to do or how to do things better or offerings that I could give to you guys. And so really, it's not just about me anymore. It's about the team. I just happen to be it's almost like when you watch the news, right? There's the guy or the gal who's sharing the news and giving you the information. That's me. But then there's this whole team of people in the back who actually make that thing happen, who, you know, there's somebody in their ear who's the executive producer, and there's the graphics guy in the back, and there's the, you know, the whole team behind them that you never see, right? but they are definitely the what keeps the wheels moving. And I definitely, and here's why, more than anything, I'd want to work with the team. It's because I have so many more plans and there's only so much time. And with the team, you can double, triple, quadruple the amount of stuff you get done in the same time period. So I would much rather work with a team. And no, it's not easy. And it takes a little bit of learning. There's some leadership involved that you have to learn. And there's some team working and collaboration that's involved. And there's it obviously adds more to the expenses. But man, worth every dollar, in my opinion. And I'd much rather do it with a team and more brains than just my own. So thank you for the question, Borja. I appreciate it. And I wish you all the best, and thank you. So we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate you so much. And here's a quote today from W.H. Auden. "We are all here on Earth to help others. What on Earth the others are here for, I don't know." That's good. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.